The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
475, Megan Fox.
Anybody can actually make money.
$5 trillion.
Property, people, profit.
Now, if you're sniffing around the property market right now, you might be asking yourself, what recession, as you go to Adairs and buy 13 more rugs for your house that you don't own yet? But we're hearing that sales are going absolutely gangbusters out there. Joining me now is the man in the know, property analyst Gavin Hegney. Good to have you in the studio.
Hey, fantastic to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Also joining us is Jamie Burnett, because you two have a very exciting new Perth property podcast.
Yeah, and we're launching it today, which is fantastic.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I always felt lucky that I knew Gav. If I had a question about real estate, I could go to him direct. So I just wanted to share the love a little bit with this podcast and, yeah, give some other people some insight.
Indeed, indeed. Gavin, let's first have a chat about what is going on out there in the property market. I think that sales are up 27% times quicker than it was in last September. What's happening?
Yeah, well, certainly the velocity of the market's up, and the time it takes to sell what people want in the market has dropped considerably. So it's not surprising to see in some areas people are competing with multiple offers and even in instances paying above asking price.
Really?
Meanwhile, you look at other areas. So things like, people are buying holiday homes, sight unseen, and absolutely, you know, that breakout market in everywhere from Dunsborough and Margaret River and right around the southwest. Really strong.
Wow.
So that's an area that's already gone up in value quite a bit, and a lot of competitive buying.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, there's other areas that, you know, the agents are reporting can't get a sniff, can't get any offers at all.
Really?
So
what areas are they?
Well, that's tends to be sort of a lot of the new build areas are strong, but a lot of the established areas in sort of where there's a lot on the market and a lot of apartments, a lot of units, all quite slow. People like entry-level homes into good areas. So an area like, you know, an entry-level home into a Woodvale or a Kingsley, for instance, very strong.
Yep.
Whereas a higher valued home in the area might not be as sought after. So even within the same area, you're getting a divergence there.
Wow.
And people, I think, at the moment, interestingly, are looking at this virus situation saying, well, I'm revaluing what I consider is to be an important aspect of my home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at my real estate differently now. And if I've got to spend a bit more time here, and this might be around for a while, I want it to be nice. Yeah. I want it to be good. And so therefore people are making decisions, and they're making decisions sort of, it's almost like a rebirth of houses.
Uh-huh.
Whereas we were pushing towards apartments prior, whereas it's rebirth of houses. Rental market really strong. And the rents are putting a lot of tenants into buying as well.
Interesting.
So it wouldn't be a week go by without someone ringing me and say, hey, I've been renting this place for a while, but if it just worked out, it's cheaper for me to buy, you know, what should I, you know, is it a good time to buy? In which I say, well, it depends what you're buying. So it is an interesting market. There's various speeds within the market, but overall, the Perth property market was recovering pre-COVID, and now that COVID's sort of settling somewhat and people are getting their heads around exactly what it means, etc., the market's returning to those sort of levels, and so that recovery, that resurgence, and some things moving ahead while other things aren't, all sort of getting stronger in that sense.
Are we seeing a lot of expats or people that are wanting to relocate to WA moving back to the state and, as you said before, buying places sight unseen?
Yeah, look, it's easy to get out of the state, hard to get into the state. So which says to me, when the borders close, there'd probably be more an influx of people into the state than out of the state. And if that happens sort of around April next year, which Treasury forecasts are suggesting, not the government but the Treasury, then, you know, that would be at a time when all this building stimulus, all these homes from the building stimulus that we're building would be, you know, being completed, and it would be an ideal time to have people come into the state at that point, because our supply of housing would have increased and would be able to cater for it.
Yeah.
So that would be a good time from the property market point of view without considering anything else.
Good to know. Now, millennials often cop a bit of flack specifically from demographers about spending too much of their wages on smash avo as opposed to saving for a deposit. What are the young people doing in WA now in terms of trying to get into the property market? Is now a good time for them?
Well, on the basis that Jamie's younger than me, I'd say he's probably...
That's why I started the podcast.
Yeah, well, don't let my hairline fool you. Like, I am a millennial just. But, yeah, it's tough out there. You know, I'm going out to home opens. My wife and I are looking to kind of upgrade ourselves where we live, and it's really competitive. And you can see, you almost eye them off. You can see the millennials with their parents, and you're going, oh, that's not fair. Where's my mum? I need her to back me up too. But I suppose that was kind of part of the reason we wanted to start the podcast. Yeah. A lot of people talking about the market, maybe speculating where it's going. Mm-hmm. We wanted to give people some understanding about how to pick the right property and one that will outperform the market and really set you up for the next one and into your future.
Yeah, because it is really about what you buy, not so much what you pay. And I know that as a valuer in training, it's always about what you pay, but it isn't. And that's where, you know, we sort of thought, well, for a long time I've been speculating in forecasting markets and housing markets. And there's many people that can come into that area and forecast, you know, what's going on and tell you what's going on in the market. Mm-hmm. But with experience and time and a fair bit of research analysis, you can actually start to then determine what it is you should be buying because it's what you buy that makes a difference over time. And if you look at, you know, in the past, for instance, a suburb like Carlisle was worth twice as much as Dalkeith.
Wow.
Areas like Morley and Dinella were worth considerably more than an area like Mosman Park.
Is that because of access? Like, is that to, you know, highways and freeways and things like that?
It is. Yeah. A whole range of things, anything from train lines and freeways to changing fashions and demand. So Carlisle, the most important thing was it was on the train line at that stage and Dalkeith was hard to get to unless you had a motor car. and then over time, you know, we saw sort of Mosman Park emerge as more coastal precinct. We started to move towards the coast. Mm-hmm. Even more recently, you know, you've seen Subiaco far more than City Beach. Back in the sort of the early 80s, and now probably City Beach considerably more than Subiaco.
Right.
So, you know, you can get it right and wrong even in half a lifetime. And on the basis that your principal residence is capital gains tax-free and you get no tax deduction for your mortgage, you want to make it a capital gain type property and you want to get it right. And if you can get it right three times in your life, which is basically how many homes we buy sort of on average, you can end up retiring on an average wage next to the beach, you know, in a great lifestyle location, just by your real estate working just as hard for you over each year as you work, but that multiplier effect puts you next to the coast or puts you in an aspirational area because you've been working and your real estate's been working over a lifetime and it makes a huge difference.
Indeed. It's so funny. I think a lot of people probably around our age, Jamie, are probably thinking, do we get into the stock market or do you get into the property market? And I think a lot of us, I think Perth is such a market where, you know, you want to settle down and buy a home. What areas are you looking in?
Me personally, it's funny. So I live in Morley and my wife and I, we bought our place, it was 2014. I remember just getting caught up in the emotion. So at the time, things were running pretty hot. You go to home opens, you miss out on a few, and this almost fear of missing out started to kick in. And then we saw this place and we went, we've got to have it. And looking back on it now, we probably bought the wrong place. And it wasn't necessarily what we paid for it. It was just a property that wasn't going to go or outperform the market. So I took a lot from that, having a chat to Gav about kind of the next one. I really want to get it right and, you know, help other people get it right too. So we've been having a look in a few places, surprisingly not really near each other. So a few suburbs, but more importantly pockets in suburbs that aren't necessarily all next to each other, but kind of have attributes that I think will, you know, do well down the track.
It's really interesting, Gavin, what you spoke about with COVID, and I think it's made a lot of people reconsider what they want out of their home, and a lot of people are probably going to be working from home a little bit more often and what they want. What are people demanding out there? What do they want that's different to what it was, say pre-COVID?
They want an outside area.
You know? Makes sense.
And they want to be able to see the sunshine, but they want, you know, a degree of privacy, but they want to be able to walk out of their front door and do something.
Yeah.
So it's whatever you walk out of your front door to that gives real estate its value. So do you walk out to a cafe? Do you walk out to shops? Do you walk out to an exercise area? Or are you on a, you know, bike path where you can link into somewhere else? Is there an underpass that links you into a great, you know, part of the national park? Or do you walk out to hop on a train to go to work? Well, walk out to hop on a train to go to work was so important this time last year. Not as important today.
Wow.
So how quickly has that changed?
I know.
And how quickly is it going to change back, if it's going to change back to the same extent? And it may well not, on the basis that this could be around for a while. So trends that are emerging today, some of them are going to sort of phase back and people are making long-term decisions with a short-term situation. But some of these trends are actually going to stay around for a while. And even people's expectations on what is a nice office or a good office has changed.
Yeah.
And it's changing.
Definitely, definitely. Not talking about ours specifically, but definitely having some thoughts about that. Now, guys, tell me about the podcast, the three rules that apply to all markets. That's what you're going to be covering off predominantly. Can you give us a bit of a sneak peek?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said at the start, I always felt really lucky that I got to know Gav and to give him a call and seek some advice. So, you know, Gav's got 30 years in the game as an analyst and evaluator. And what we wanted to do, you know, there's a lot of people that talk about the market and where it might go. We just wanted to give some insight on how to make the right decision. Mm-hmm. And if you make the right decision, you can find a property that can outperform the market. And Gav's kind of produced these three golden rules over 30 years. And we, you know, delve into the detail of that. But the thing I love the most is we get out on the road, and there was a real life, like a light bulb moment for me when we went for a drive in Carinup. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of putting the rules to the test with three properties. And on the surface, they appeared really similar. So similar land size, right, kind of looked the same, similar price point. And then when we dug into the detail, you could see that one over time was going to work far better for you and have a far better return. So that's the kind of thing that we're looking at and, you know, putting it to the test.
Yeah. So, you know, the first rule was, you know, look for something that's high land rich, because it tends to be land that appreciates over time more, yes, so than buildings, and buildings tend to depreciate. And buildings also go out of fashion over a 10-year period. So I want to be careful on not getting caught in last year's fashions. We're not getting caught in last year's building fashions or the last decade's building fashion, because when it goes out, it goes out.
Or doesn't it just?
And when it comes back in, it comes in slightly differently. Yeah. So, you know, don't leave it in the wardrobe for too long, because it won't come back the same.
What do you mean a pink and green bathroom's going to go out of fashion? I love it. I love a nice tile mosaic.
Next time it'll be green and pink. So land rich is important aspect. Also land rich, then I always search real estate by a map view.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the location, importantly, but also the position. And where everyone knows a position within the suburb they live that is a really tightly held location, or everyone maintains their homes, or it's just a really convenient little pocket, or mm-hmm, nothing comes up for sale. Mm-hmm. That's always a good sign that that little position within that location is good. So it's a location and a position. So that's the second rule.
Mm-hmm.
And the third rule, and it's the Jamie Burnett principle. You've got to like what you buy, because you're coming home to it every day.
Yeah.
So you've actually got to, you know, either like it or make it into something that you like, because you've got to remember that this is not a house, it's not an apartment, it's not real estate, it's actually your home.
Mm.
And so home, that thing I like about real estate, is it's half psychology and half property.
Yeah.
And if you can answer this one question, where are people going to want to live? What are they going to want to live in? And if there's a restricted supply of that, you know prices are going up.
Yeah.
So it's very simple to get the basics right. And then you can add a whole layers of complexity on top of that. But we just wanted to take it and prove it. So we went out into the marketplace, into various locations,
uh-huh,
and said, well, look, have a look at these. And we picked out five or six different properties. I've probably eyeballed 1,000 properties over a short period of time. I don't think I've ever worked harder in my life. Good fun, but, you know, and I'm glad the price of petrol was low. But it's actually really interesting. And you can pick out properties just around the corner from each other,
yeah,
which are so stark that whilst this is a good property, have a look at this one around the corner. It's a knockout.
Wow.
And that one decision will put you ahead over a 10-year period, will put you ahead probably twice what you've earned.
Wow.
And this is the impact that it has. I'm a patient person, and over time it makes a huge difference.
Indeed. One interesting point is that last year we sort of saw a lot of apartment developments taking place in some of the more established suburbs like Subi, which seems to be flatlining a bit over the past couple of years. Do you think that we're going to see Perth people ever consider apartment living, considering we like our fresh air, we like our space?
Oh, no question. Absolutely. You know, and you're seeing that uptake already. And mm-hmm, if you have a look at Subi Echo, the new developments going on in Subi Echo at the moment,
yeah,
it's just started. That'll be a new Subi Echo, yeah, altogether. And it'll bring life, mm-hmm, importantly, to the surrounding areas. And often what we've seen, whether it be a Hillary's Marina or it be the new exciting substantial apartment project that brings all the amenity to the area,
yeah,
often more money is made by the surrounding residents in increase in value,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
than the developer makes out of the development themselves. We've seen it happen with Coogee. We've seen it happen in Hillary's Marinas.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it happen with things like Observation City when it went originally into Scarborough.
Mm-hmm.
We might well see it happen in an area like Subi Echo with a rejuvenation of Subi Echo. So the surrounding residents will benefit from increased amenity, no question.
It's fantastic. City of Perth, people are sort of wringing their hands at how do we get more people into the city, specifically residents. How do we do that? I guess the only apartment living will be a thing. But do you think that inner city living is ever going to take off in WA?
Oh, look, I think people come to the West, it's isolated, and you expect to get a bit more room for your money.
Okay.
You know, it's a bit more space. Yep. However, you know, the vision for Perth really is all about just taking what we enjoy doing and making it better.
Mm.
So, you know, if you can walk down to, you know, the waterside and have a swim in the pool that sits on the on the, you know, the
Elizabeth Quay.
Elizabeth Quay, or mm-hmm. the, and you could perhaps have a restaurant out in the water. Perhaps you could actually go out and, you know, jump on a plane or a helicopter or a boat and go to Rottnest for lunch for the day. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. if you're in that sort of league, it's fantastic. But at least, you know, enjoying what's there.
Yeah.
And if Kings Park can be linked back to the convention centre, and if it, you know, all flows really nicely, you can make it a fantastic precinct, because people will live where there's a desirability. And people will live with a bit of social proof as well.
Yeah.
So you've got to have something nice to live in, but you've got to have an environment which people want to be in as well. Yeah. And I think that's still emerging and still coming.
I think it's going to be such an exciting time over the next couple of years, just to see how we mature. After COVID, we've done so well, and to see where we go, specifically where Jamie's going to be living.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll send out the address and we'll have one hell of a welcome party. Indeed. We'll get you down there, Jenna. We'll do the show live or something. Yeah.
Now, gents, tell us where we can find the podcast and what we can expect from episode one, which drops today.
Yeah, Property People Profit. So search for that where you get your podcasts, mm-hmm. Apple, Spotify, wherever it might be. Hit up our social handles as well. And episode one, we go to Gav's house.
Not Gav.
Yeah, so we get a little so private on the first one. So
we're nice.
Yeah, so we're sitting
we're
in his lounge room. Yeah, we're, that's it. But we're sitting in his lounge room, and we thought, if we're going to try and help people find a home that they love that will perform for them as well, what better place to start? And interestingly, Gav was really honest about the process that he went through. He was feeling all the emotions that we do as well. It's just about having, you know, that information and that theory to fall back on to pull you through it. So episode one, we're in Gav's living room. It's good fun. We kind of set out the three rules, and then we start to dig into them, hit the road, find some different suburbs, price points and properties, and kind of put it all to the test.
So good. And what are your social handles?
At Property People Profit on Instagram, on Facebook as well. Triple P. We should have just called it that. It would have been easier, right?
Oh, it's all right. We can spitball that later.
Cheers.
Jamie Bennett, thank you so very much for coming in. Gav Hegney, thank you so very much for joining us. We hope to see you again on the West Live in the future.
Yep, great to be here. Thank you very much.